Welcome back to Kitchen Counter. We're going on another journey, an excursion of hair disposal. The whole world is too exciting outside with loud noises, so inside we're going to create chaos. Follow us on this journey. Come on, Journey.
Let's go, Journey.
The best journey to have is when you have a dog named Journey to go on the journey with you. Or so I hear. No, this is an ongoing thing. Well, you don't have to be ready. You were mentally ready. That's enough for me. Come on, babe girl.
I'm not ready to record. I'm not ready to do this.
Meanwhile, just listen to the crazy explosions in the air. Happy July 3rd to all you people who hate explosions. Hi, welcome back. Whoa. You're not mitigating your hair, dude.
It's a hardwood floor.
You're not even leaning over the bag.
I'm over the sink.
Do you want to tell everybody what you're doing?
Making tea.
That's the loudest tea I've ever heard of.
No, like, I need a haircut really bad, but it occurred to me that I'm losing most of my hair, so...
Jesus Christ, do you sure you don't want to save that and give it to your son?
Oh, a little locket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm positive I don't want to do that. You're welcome, buddy. So yeah, I'm just buzzing it. I've got the 18 millimeter, I think it is.
Your hair's pretty soft.
Well, that's nice. It'd be weird if it was like rock solid. I do bathe.
You're not trying at all to get over this bag.
We've gone over it. See? I just did it there.
Yeah, because...
But I can't see anything.
Do I have to do it?
Like everything else?
Yeah. Except for paying rent or... You know, shopping at the grocery store.
Well, that's... If I was you, I wouldn't want to do it either, huh?
Well, I mean, you're not totally crusty-headed. I think you took a shower today, so... I mean, I'll help you out with that, but the whole trimming the neck shit and, like, getting a straight line, I can't do that, but I can help
you. You have to do that. That's the help I need.
I don't have to do it, and I won't.
I'm asking you nicely.
There are professionals out there that would just...
Yeah, but I'm this far in, and now at this point, you can't go to a professional.
Yeah, you can, but you have to be humble about it.
Oh, really? Because when you did your bad dye job, you couldn't go fix it, because there's just no way.
I'm not that humble. That's what I told you anyway. You didn't help me with my bad dye.
You're right, but maybe I would have if I knew how to.
You're not gay enough for that.
That sucks. For everybody. Because if I was...
Dude, what are you doing? Like, I feel like the way that you're going about this is never anything that I've seen on any hair YouTube video where people shave their head.
Do you watch a lot of this?
Yeah. I really do. I watch way more makeup videos than I wear makeup, and I watch way more hair videos than I ever try and do my hair.
I hope that works out real great for you.
No, it just leaves me more judgmental than I was before I watched those videos.
I figure at the end of the day, like, if I just go over everything enough, it'll all be gone. And I'm thinking about keeping this little front swoopy, because it's fun.
Well, you could do a comb back if you left it long enough.
No.
And you have a little pompadour. But now it's it too would be late a little because you cut off that. And it was pretty long.
Yeah. I could have had a swoopy pump or what?
What are you doing, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. So I'm just here to cringe and watch you do.
I thought that was like the agreement.
I guess I didn't envision it like this.
Did you? Because it went so well when I shaved my beard, which went fucking excellent. And I looked real cool.
I thought that maybe you would do some research before you took it on a whim, because like when I went to go cut my bangs, I watched at least 12 hours of bang cutting videos and destruction before
What's the research on buzzing your head?
you watch people do it and
how there's they a do right it. Way and somehow it's going to turn out different.
Well, there's a successful
it's way. It's an 18 millimeter.
Yeah, but the way that you're doing it, you're just going willy-nilly. You're not even trying to, like, be... I don't know, man. Like, it's like a lot of people start from the front, and then they get it to about here in their back as far as this goes, and then they look in a mirror, and then they go up, and they meet that, and go around. I don't know. I'm
what do you like want me to do?
Power left, 83%.
Well, that's about as much will as I have left.
All right, go ahead and put your head over. Good God. I'm just going to take those. Oh, they won't even go. Never mind. Like, you at least want it kind of even around, right? Which is the whole purpose of the guard.
Yeah. I was thinking about keeping this to the swoop, though.
All right, you want to keep your swoop? You keep your swoop. And I'll just do this.
Maybe next time I'll do a rat tail.
Ugh. It's so reminiscent of times that I don't want to remember.
I really want to meet somebody like really significant in my life.
Yeah, you're going to go by the name Spike? Or
yeah, that we would live together forever, and she'd be like, oh, I knew as soon as I saw your rat tail.
I was like, this is the one. Cool.
I'll braid it, maybe put a bead or two in.
I can't wait for you to have that experience to tell me about it later.
Because there will be a later, because that will be a very bad relationship.
And I'll be like, well, you dreamed it up. Whatever you dream can happen.
Nice.
If you believe it, you can dream it. Okay, and then this, apparently this guard is too thick for getting the weird fluff you have in the back. And then this, you probably just go like this.
I thought that's what we did.
No, you're going all willy-nilly in strange directions. And then you'd have to clean that shite up. And then move over. It's probably better when you put your head up like the, you know, like the ladies say when you're getting your hair cut. To, like, keep your head straight. And I know it's terrible having to look at yourself in the mirror right now, but... All right, well, I think that's all I can do for you.
But how come this got so short and this isn't short?
Oh, here, I'll take that off.
There you go. You won't fix this shit?
I don't know how.
You did it last time and it was
great. Yeah, but I don't know about these guards. You have to...
Just get them... It's shorter at least.
No, it's not... No, just... You need to clean up. No, put a shorter guard on it. Or I'll just take this one clear off and clear it up.
I trust it.
We'll take it off. This fucking sucks, man. I don't like being responsible for other people's bad decisions.
That is a lot of neck hair. Being old is dumb.
It happens to everyone unless you die young, so... Sorry, you missed out on that 27 club or whatever.
Fair point.
You should just... I'm just gonna... That's your problem now.
Oh, no.
And I know, like, people are into people with back hair.
Are stuff. They? That's disgusting.
I just couldn't... I just can't... Okay, you're at least one quarter better than you were before that. But it's gonna be a bitch to deal with because it's gonna grow back.
You mean the back hair is going to grow back?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm good at watching videos and doing stuff, though. Maybe a little.
We'll find out.
That's when you say it.
Yeah, you should probably say you're good at things when you're done.
Alright, well.
I don't have neck hair. I don't look any dumber than I did when I had hair, so this is good. Thank you. I feel better. And I'll probably take that off, but I just wanted to sweep it for a second.
You just go to work like Buckbeat?
If I had work.
And you like, just here.
Thank you.
I did my job. It's a reasonable roommate.
You did. You saw some.
Yeah, you can judge that for yourself later. Oh.